USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House on Friday, President Trump says now is the time to act regarding the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
I do think signing USMCA on a bipartisan basis with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and everybody else, very bipartisan, I think that's very important for our country. And I would certainly be willing to say that's a bipartisan deal.
Speaker Pelosi has said the Democratic-led House of Representatives is on a path to yes, but still looking for a few improvements to the deal, including enforceability. Four people are dead and more than a dozen are critically injured after a tour bus crashed near Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah. The crash happened about 3 miles from the national park, and the New England Patriots are releasing troubled wide receiver Antonio Brown. Brown is facing sexual assault allegations in a civil lawsuit and was signed by the Patriots 11 days ago. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Yet more sanctions are imposed on Iran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says these latest sanctions are against Iran's National Bank.
This is very big. We've now cut off all source of funds to Iran.
It goes all the way up to the very top?
That does.
Right to the top.
A few days ago, President Trump ordered the Treasury to hit Iran with more sanctions after the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia's largest oil refinery, even though Iran has denied responsibility for the attacks.
Another death is being linked to vaping. A man in his 40s died this week in St. Louis. Health officials in Missouri claim the man had healthy lung functions before he started using e-cigarettes in the spring because of chronic pain issues. CDC Principal Deputy Director Dr. Ann Schuette says no one is sure why vaping is making people sick.
But we're working 24/7 with state and local governments, with the FDA, to try to get to the bottom of it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Conservative commentator Candace Owens on Friday blasted Democrats' faux concern about the terror threat from white nationalist groups while ignoring more pressing issues facing the African-American community. Owens was testifying before the House Oversight and National Security Committees.
Every 4 years you bring up race, and you knew exactly what I meant when I said hilarious, and you just tried to do live what the media does all the time to Republicans, to our president, and to conservatives, which you tried to manipulate what I said to fit your narrative, okay? I was not referring to the subject matter that is hilarious. I said it's hilarious that we are sitting in this room today, and I've got two doctors and a missus, and nobody can give us real numbers that we can respond to so we can assess how big of a threat this is. Because you know that it is not as big of a threat as you are trying to make it out to be. You would rather assign meaning to a homicidal maniac than to actually address what I said to the things that I said today that are actually harming Black America. Number one, father absence. Number two, the education system and the illiteracy rate. Illegal immigration ranks high, abortion ranks high, white supremacy and white nationalism, if I had to make a list again of 100 things, would not be on it. This hearing, in my opinion, is a farce, and it is ironic that you're sitting here and you're having three Caucasian people testify and tell you what their expertise are. Do I know what my expertise are? Black in America. I've been Black in America my whole life, all 30 years, and I can tell you that you guys have done the exact same thing every 4 years ahead of an election cycle.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.